nerves. Yeah, that's working. Right. Okay. Right. That would appear to be us going now, because I'm getting the display on my screen. Right. My name is Jane Ann Liston. I'm the convener of the Starlink. That's the St Andrews Rail Link campaign. Well, it's very disappointing. This was just, in the scheme of things, it's not a lot, because we've already got the £40,000 from the Scottish Government. We've got another £1,000 from Rail Future, and which is double the sort of grant they normally give, I should add. And so we just need another £7,000. And what with the this fund being available for the St Andrews ward, and it has something like £33,000 in it, which, if it isn't allocated by the end of March, we'll just go back to the centre in Glenrothes. We thought that would have been a possible source. So it's disappointing, but it is not the end of the world, because the work will be carried out. In fact, the first part's already underway, and we're expecting results in April. It's odd, because I really think there was some misunderstanding. I, of course, wasn't able to take part in the discussion, and rightly so. But from what I've heard, there seemed to be people were saying, well, it's going to be years before we can get a railway. We'd sooner do something that's a bit more short term, whereas this was funding for a specific piece of work which must be finished by March 2020. So there was that misunderstanding, and then there was an idea that that people knew exactly where a new railway would go, and were taking an indicative route, which was identified back in 2012 as the definite route that any new line would follow, and they said that would cause problems for the links. And I think I think at least one of the councillors is involved in the St Andrews links, in fact two of them were, and so it's been most unfortunate that they've made these assumptions, because that wasn't the case at all. I do believe though that some of the other councillors did try and put them right, but unfortunately they didn't succeed. Well, I think you just need to go and try and find a car parking space in St Andrews for a start. Or you stand out on the A91 in the morning and you see the traffic going both ways, and masses of it. There are lots of people who want to come to St Andrews, and it's clear that despite all the buses, and the bus service is much better than it used to be, people are still choosing to come here by car. And then they go driving round and round because they can't find a parking place, and we know that what comes out the back end of a car is not very good for us. Now, and St Andrews being what it is, it's a destination. It has to have people travelling there for its main industries of tourism and the university. So the thing is to work out what is the best way to get them there, and the most environmentally friendly way. And I would suggest that a railway is the way to do it. Well, the next steps are we will continue with the STAG. That's Scottish Transport Appraisal Guidance, through which every transport project must pass. And this is, again, one of the misunderstandings, because the STAG doesn't look at sites or routes. It first of all defines what the problem or the opportunity is, and I think they're going along the lines of a sustainable way of transporting lots of people in and out of St Andrews. They will then look at all the possible options and start whittling them down. And I am confident that heavy rail is going to be one of the top options in that. But again, there's been an assumption made that the money was for something which it wasn't. And there can also be no doubt that this work will provide useful information for Fife Council, because it's the sort of work that perhaps councils used to do once upon a time, but they can't afford to do it anymore. So we were planning to make the information available so they'd be able to use that in their calculations for when they're working on traffic management, public transport and that sort of thing. So we'll certainly be going ahead with it, and we hope to have the results for the first part of the stag available about the end of April. Yes, yes. Well, the campaigns are very different. The cases are very different, but they're both equally sound cases. Leave and Mouth has the advantage of having a line in place, so that makes it a lot easier, though it would require quite a bit of upgrading to passenger standards, whereas St Andrews doesn't have that. And in Leave and Mouth, as I understand, the argument is for people in the area to be able to travel out and go to work in Kirkcaldy or Edinburgh more easily, whereas for St Andrews, the main argument is to get people in to the town. So it's they are different, but they're both equally worth pursuing, I would say. And Leave and Mouth has it didn't get some support immediately, because for at least 10 years, Fife Council's been saying this is our top transport priority, and they don't seem to have actually got terribly far with it yet. But things are starting to move for Leave and Mouth now, as they are for us. Public, yeah, there we go. Oh.